I'm now on the line with Dr. Rachel West, a family practitioner in Beverly Hills, California. Dr. West, thank you for being on the line with us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. West, as we talk about different kinds of saunas, there seems to be a new version or a somewhat of a better version called far infrared. Can you explain how that works?
Yes, far infrared saunas are different than regular saunas that we think about. They do not get as hot and do not use just the mechanism of dry heat to help the body. The rays are much deeper than just plain heat, and they penetrate the tissue at a level where they're able to detoxify cells and get toxins out of the tissue.
So far infrared goes deeper to make changes in cells? Is that how it works?
Yes. The infrared rays penetrate the body and the internal organs and some of the internal connective tissue, not by just using heat. If you use just heat, the body responds by sweating to try and regulate the internal body temperature. The far infrared rays do not need to use just heat in order to detoxify. They detoxify not by just having the body sweat, but the rays themselves actually hit the body on a cellular level, working directly on the connective tissue.
Why is this good, especially for women ages 35 to 54?
Women ages 35 to 54 often begin to start to see the effects of chronic disease. You may start to get some joint pains now that you're not in your 20s anymore and you want to do some of the same sports you've been doing. You may have been diagnosed with a disease related to toxicity in the body. Heavy metals can cause a lot of problems, and we all have a lot of exposure to that from vaccines, from drinking mountain spring water, from having heavy metals in amalgams in our mouth. And the effects of these heavy metals can be seen in a lot of autoimmune disease, chronic disease, joint pains, sometimes even migraines, thyroid problems. And the far infrared rays can help get the heavy metals out of the body and can be a part of a process in healing, not just to feel good. Also, getting toxins out of the body can help with weight loss. And when women hit their 30s, they start to gain a little weight. As we work harder, of course, the body gets more fatigued and we begin to build up more toxins, and it can help get rid of those as well.
That's great. Tell us, how often would you recommend a patient, or a consumer in this case, having like a solo sauna treatment?
That's a great question. If you're going through a period of your life where you're really trying to get healthy and heal a chronic disease that you may have, or just do a general detoxification, it would be great to do it every day and to build up to half an hour, and if you can, handle it an hour a day. And then for maintenance, or to just generally try to keep the body healthy, it's a great thing to do 2 to 3 times a week for at least a half an hour.
If a woman is working out and they're working out 30 minutes a day, after they work out, they go to the sauna, what overall benefits does that really bring to that woman?
After working out, the body can develop high levels of lactic acid from sometimes if you work a muscle harder than the body's ability to get enough blood to that area, the energy will be broken down anaerobically, meaning without oxygen, and that can cause some lactic acid, which is what causes what we all know as muscle cramps or tightness after a difficult workout. And sitting in a sauna after a workout can help move that lactic acid out of the body faster. In addition, now that you've worked out, you've stimulated blood flow, started a detoxification process just by having the blood move around the body more, and it's a great time to add to a daily or biweekly process some detoxification. It's a great time to get toxins out of the body when the blood has been stimulated. And it's a relaxing, mind-calming process to do after a workout.
So as you are seeing patients, do you, in your analysis of what they're doing in their life to feel healthier and those types of things, do you often, I guess not prescribed is probably not the best word, but basically point them in this direction?
I do. I have a 2-person sunlight sauna in my office, and depending on the amount of time that a patient is willing to put into their health, you know, depending on how sick they are and what their work schedule is, I come up with a protocol which always includes going in the sauna, especially with some of the diseases that I treat, mm-hmm. some of the chronic diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some really positive feedback. It's also great for kids. It's a very non-toxic way of detoxifying your kid, especially when they're sick or if they've been vaccinated or exposed to any other chemicals or toxins. I guess one last comment is that so many of us, women and men alike, but I think probably especially women, go out and spend thousands of dollars on new shoes or new clothes or things that change the body externally. But I just want to remind people that it's really important that the body that's in the clothes and the personality and how the person's feeling in the clothes probably is what makes a person most beautiful, no matter what they're wearing. And just to reemphasize the importance of taking care of our bodies and our health and our spirit, and to be aware that that's an investment that has, you know, millionfold returns.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Dr. West, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.